Chapter 13. Always lock the door. When I stretch my arms up to pull on my top, my entire body aches. Dancing is a killer workout. Who knew? All that aside, with my new buff bod, I'm ready for my big night. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the day has come. After only 1 week of schmoozing with the important people, I, Rachel Weinstein, am going to an A-list party. I spent most of the week panicking. What time am I supposed to be there? Should I ask Tammy so I won't have to walk in by myself? But then, today during math, Jewel turned to me and said, "Hey, can we go to the party tonight together?" "Sure," I said, as if it were no big deal. "When do you want to meet?" 9, she said, rolling one of her curls around her finger. "At our spot?" Our spot was at the corner of 9th and 5th, right outside the neighborhood ice cream parlor. We've clocked up many hours and even more calories at that corner. Thank goodness I didn't ask Tammy. I was hoping all week I wouldn't have to. In fact, I mastered the art of changing the subject every time she brought up the weekend. For example, on Wednesday, I interjected with an, "Oh my God, did I tell you about what happened at practice yesterday?" And then dove right into some random anecdote about London, like when she was practicing a jeté and accidentally kicked Dory in the butt. I know I'm not being nice, but I can't tell her about it and then not invite her, can I? And I can't tell her to come along because this is the first time I've been invited, and how do I know what Mick's guest policy is? He didn't say, "Come to my party and please bring a friend." What if there's a head count? What if Mick is only allowed to invite 30 people and Tammy would make 31? This isn't like Stromboli's pizzeria. This is a private gathering. If he wanted Tammy to come, wouldn't he invite her himself? He knows her. He brought her a napkin when she got tomato sauce on her shirt. The thing is, if Tammy tags along, I'll be tied to her the entire night. I need to be able to roam unattached. I pretend Miri's room is a catwalk and sashay inside. What do you think of this outfit? I'm wearing jeans and a tight red top, carrying my black slinky blouse as a backup. She's lying on her bed, feet up, immersed in A-squared.
Just as good as the last 7.
Don't exaggerate. I've only tried on 6 outfits.
Whatever. They all look the same.
Exactly. They all look the same because the shirt I wanted to wear tonight, my tight white V-neck, smells like B.O. because someone wore it after Taekwondo without asking if she could borrow it. She grimaces.
Sorry.
It's okay. I know how you can make it up to me. You see, the other reason these shirts all look the same is because I'm flat-chested. I examine myself in the mirror above her dresser. I'm not asking for much. Maybe half a cup size, or a full one? 2 if you want to get crazy. Truth is, 2 might be a little obvious. If you're an A-cup Friday in World Civ, you can't be a C-cup Friday night. People might notice.
No boob spells. But I'll wash your shirt.
You're no fun.
I'm trying to find a truth serum, Miri says, frowning.
I don't think that'll help me. No guy should hear the truth. If I tell Raph or Mick how hot they are, they'd get massive egos.
Not for you, you freak, she says. For STB.
I perch myself on the edge of her bed. That's our new plan?
Our new plan? You mean my new plan. You've been too busy with your dancing to help me.
I've been at rehearsals practically every day. I guess I have been neglecting my sister.
Sorry, Mirror. I'll spend tomorrow helping you. Yeah? That would be great. I want to stock up on some ingredients. Can you take me to get them?
Tomorrow's perfect. I don't have rehearsal until Sunday. See? I'm a good sister. So explain your new plan to me. I hold the black top over the red and look in the mirror. Maybe I should change.
Okay. She spins around and leans her back against the wall. He has no idea what she's really like. So if we give her a truth serum, guess what happens?
The red? No, the black.
Which complements my complexion?
I think I should go with the red. Miri is staring at me expectantly. I don't know, Miri. Unlike you, I'm not psychic.
I'm not asking you to be. I'm just asking you to pay attention to me for 2 seconds. Oops. Maybe I am the worst sister ever. I pat her knee. Let's not get cranky. Tell me your plan. She sighs. Once I give her the truth serum, she'll say what she really thinks in front of Dad. He'll see the horrible person she really is and then break up with her. See? For someone so young, she certainly is clever. Ingenious. And tomorrow we'll buy the ingredients. But tonight, I must look gorgeous. So what do you think? Red or black? I choose red. And then black. And then red again. And then Miri throws a black marker at me, which she doesn't realize is open. It leaves a huge blob in the middle of my shirt. So I choose black. Then I try to line the inside rims of my eyes the way London does, and I almost poke my pupils out. Then I apply blush to the apples of my cheeks, like the beauty experts recommend. One stroke, two strokes. Uh-oh, I look like a clown. I wash my face and try again. One stroke, two strokes. Still clownish. And now the wet eyeliner has streaked down my face. I wash it thoroughly and reapply my eyeliner. It's in my best interest to go blushless. Going to the party, I scream to my mom and Miri. I'm meeting Jewel at 9, and I have only 2 minutes to spare. It's so cold that I can see my breath. When we were younger, Jewel and I used to wear matching earmuffs. Over the past 5 months, every time I've reminisced about Jewel, like about the time we wrote a play and had her father video it, or the way we used to make ice pops with orange juice in the summer, it's made me sad. But not today. Today she's meeting me. Today we're hanging out. Life is good. When I reach the corner of 9th and 5th, I glance at my watch. 9 o'clock. I'm right on time. 10 minutes pass. She's always late. Like 20 to 30 minutes late. I used to give her a fake time of 20 to 30 minutes earlier so I wouldn't have to wait. Like telling her the movie started at 10 after 9 when it really started at 9:30. But this time I forgot. And now I've been standing here like a moron for 11 minutes. The little hairs on my upper lip that I've contemplated waxing have frozen into needles. Maybe I can just snap them off now. Good thing I don't have a boyfriend who wants a kiss hello. If only it weren't too cold for ice cream. 20 minutes later, I spot Jewel's curls bouncing down the street. Hi, Phoebe, she says, taking my hand. It's just like the old days. I love brownstones. My father's mother, my Bubba, used to live in one before my dad moved her into a retirement home on Long Island. She shared the building with 3 other tenants and lived on the top floor. Mick's family has 2, and I'm not talking about tenants. They own 2 full brownstones. They broke down the dividing wall and now occupy the largest mansion I've ever seen. When Jewel pushes open the unlocked door, I try to keep my mouth from hitting the floor. Crazy place, huh? She says. We both start giggling. Coats go in there. She points her chin at the walk-in closet. The house smells like beer and pizza. The lights are dim, and a low bass is blasting through the floor and ceilings. I recognize some sophomores and juniors sprawled on a beige leather couch. And is that a senior? There are seniors here? And not the loser kind who don't have friends their own age. Some even look older than seniors. How cool is Mick? Do you know all these people? I whisper to Jewel. I'm looking for Raph, but I don't see him. I can't believe I'm here. Some of them, she whispers back. They're friends of Nat's. Ah, the infamous Nat. Why does everyone assume I know who Nat is? Jewel must notice the confusion on my face because she adds, Mick's sister. She's at Penn but comes back some weekends. We hang up our coats, and then I follow Jewel to the 2nd of 4 floors. Jewel looks as if she stepped right out of a music video. She's wearing jeans so low that her thong peeks out. How is wearing dental floss up her behind comfortable? Jewel is also wearing a tube top that exposes her. Jewel, when did you get a belly button ring? She peeks down at her navel. Over Christmas. You like? 2 months ago? I can't believe I didn't know that. When Sean pats her behind as we walk into the living room, I wonder what else I need to catch up on. A crowd of people is sitting on an L-shaped red leather couch. Music blares from speakers perched on every wall, and it sounds as if the band is in the room with us instead of on the wall-sized flat-screen TV. Who knows? Maybe they are. From what I can gather, Mick's family has enough money to fly a group in. Mick jumps from his seat. "Hey, gorgeous," he says to Jewel, wrapping her in a bear hug and lifting her off the ground. He puts her down, then turns to me. "Hey, gorgeous," he says, and picks me up. "Hey, gorgeous? I love him." Maybe Miri secretly put a love spell on him as a surprise favor. Or maybe, I think as I inhale the scent of booze breath, he's dipped into his daddy's liquor cabinet. He eventually puts me down and takes off for greener pastures. When I look around the room, I realize that Jewel has taken his seat, and I now have no idea what to do with myself. Maybe Jewel will introduce me to the blonde girl she's talking to, and the three of us can engage in stimulating conversation. Nope, she doesn't seem to be in any great hurry to include me. Jewel? Jewel? Hello? There are bags of spilled chips on the marble coffee table, and I pick up what I think is a plain one and pop it into my mouth. Ew, vinegar. Should I sit on the floor? I'm the only one standing. The shaggy red and white carpet looks pretty comfy. I think I'll take another chip. Yep, I'm very busy here eating. Who needs people to talk to or a place to sit? I can eat. I eye a can of soda. Oh, I can drink too. I pop it open and take a long sip. And then another. And again. There you are, squeals a high-pitched voice, and I look up to see Melissa waltzing into the room. Scoot that sexy ass over, she says to Jewel and squeezes herself a spot. Who did you come with? Why didn't I think of that? I could have just squashed myself in. Rachel, Jewel says, twirling a curl. Who? Melissa asks, a blank look on her face. Oh, come on. She knows who I am. Hello, I'm standing right here. Jewel peers around the room as though trying to remember where she put me. You know, Rachel. There you are, she says, finding me. Melissa fixes her beady eyes on me. Oh, right. Her. How are you, superstar? Fine. I'd be better if I were in your seat. Melissa's eyes burn into me, and I take another long sip. How sad were those tryouts? Melissa says, rolling her eyes. I don't know why all those pathetics bothered showing up. They couldn't dance the first time. I don't know why they thought they'd get in the second time. Jewel laughs. She stands up and waves her arms like a chicken. Who am I? Janice Cooper, I say, and then instantly feel ashamed. I take another soda. Melissa cracks up. Good call, Jewel says, then scoots over. Apparently, there's more space on the couch than she let on. Why don't you sit with us? I'm in, physically and metaphorically. 30 minutes later, my bladder feels as if it might explode. I'm terrified that my seat will be gone by the time I return, or that Melissa and Jewel will disappear and I'll have to search the entire house, pretending to be busy until I find them. Save my seat, I say, trying not to appear anxious. Notice how I suavely don't mention where I'm going. Above all, I resolve, I must maintain an aura of mystique and sophistication. I head off in search of the can. I find it on the deserted third floor. Only one problem. The lock doesn't work. Super. What do I do now? Go back and find Jewel and ask her to watch the door? There's no time for that. My bladder won't make it. I'll just be quick. The door is on my right, so I can hold it closed with my hand. Obviously, as soon as I pull down my jeans, someone turns the door handle. I slam my arm against the door to stop it from flying open and scream, I'm in here! The door closes. Oh, man, I really hope that was a girl. Sorry, says a low boy's voice. A familiar-sounding voice. Raph's voice. I am never coming out. Raph is waiting outside the bathroom door. How am I supposed to pee with Raph less than a foot away? I can't. Not with a guy I like with an earshot. I can barely pee when my dad is on the same floor. Maybe if I take a while, he'll go away. Or he'll think I'm, you know, having female issues. Or worse, stomach problems. Oh, gross. I'd better hurry up. Don't want him thinking that. Must pee. Now. Come on. Nothing comes. Where is the tinkling sound? How is this possible? I was bursting a second ago. The only sound I hear is the ticking of my watch. No, it's my heart pounding. I'm panicking. I shouldn't panic. I have to stop panicking. Breathe in. Out. In. Out. I know. I should turn on the water. The sound will mask the tinkling sound. The only problem is that the sink isn't within grasping distance, so I'll have to get up to turn the water on, which will be fine as long as Raph doesn't try to open the door when I'm in mid-grab. Not that he would. A horrifying thought occurs to me. What if in this excruciating silence, he worries that I've drowned and bangs down the door to save me? I'm going for it. 3, 2, 1. I hurl myself toward the sink, throw the water on, and fly back to the toilet. Ah, I hope this is quick. Of course, it isn't. It's the longest pee ever. He's probably long gone. I've been in here at least an hour. Finally, I'm done. I flush and wash my hands, then open the door. Oh, no. Oh, whoa. Raph is leaning casually against the wall, looking hot in his low baggy jeans and a worn, soft-looking green t-shirt. Out of control hot. Hotter than the sun. Hotter than the sun on fire. Hotter than the sun drenched in gasoline, then set on fire. Hotter than...
What's happening? He asks, patting me on the shoulder. I was wondering where you've been hiding.
He was? And now he's found me.
In the bathroom. Super.
I've been here. I mean, downstairs, you know.
I could use that invisibility cloak right about now.
I just want to use the bathroom, he says.
Of course he does. I've been hogging it for hours.
And then maybe you and I can catch up or something.
Sure, I say, admiring the ease he displays regarding his bodily functions. I mean, you have to be pretty confident to come right out and say, I need to use the bathroom.
He smiles and disappears inside.
He wants to catch up. Yes!
Not sure what we're catching up on since we've only known each other for a week. Any chance that catch up is a euphemism for hook up? Is he going to kiss me? Am I finally going to have my first kiss? Am I supposed to wait? I don't want him to think I'm stalking the bathroom. What should I be doing right now? For the first time, I understand Miri's strange relationship with her nails. This would be a good time for me to start biting. If anything, it would give me something to do. Luckily, being a guy, Raph is done 2 seconds later.
Let's find somewhere to sit,
he says as we head downstairs. He smiles at me, and my heart does flip-flops.
He has such a nice smile. Why didn't I notice his nice smile before? His teeth are so white and straight.
I know I've noticed his wide shoulders and yummy smell and beautiful eyes. I follow him into the living room and look around. Melissa and Jewel are gone. Thanks for waiting for me, girls. In fact, except for a passed-out sophomore, the room is empty. I hear group laughter from downstairs, which is fine by me. Alone time with Raph. He hands me a soda and lounges on the couch.
So, what do you think of the show so far?
My knee is only 2 inches away from his.
It's fun.
Yeah? How come you didn't try out in October?
How do you know I didn't?
You would have gotten in if you had.
Was that a come-on? I've never heard one before, but from what I've garnered from the movies, it might classify. I wasn't sure I'd have time for everything. A huge smile overwhelms his face, crinkling his eyes into half moons.
Too busy winning competitions?
Does he know about the math competition? Is there a hole for nerds where I can bury myself?
What are you talking about?
I spotted the trophy by the office with your name on it.
He nods.
Pretty impressive.
I'm not sure if I should be dying of embarrassment or puffing out my chest. On the one hand, winning shows I'm smart. On the other, it's math. Maybe he didn't read the trophy carefully. Maybe he thinks I won a cheerleading competition. Rah, rah!
Quick, what's the square root of 289?
So much for that theory. 17, I answer automatically. He takes another sip of his drink.
550?
It's not even, but it's around 23.4. I laugh. He looks at the ceiling and pretends to calculate.
I'll take your word for it. Smart and talented. Impressive.
Yes! He's impressed! I've impressed the hottest male specimen on the planet. Not really, just in math. I can't conjugate a French verb to save my life. Madame Diamant wants to kill me. Who do you have?
Monsieur Perouche.
Who else do you have?
Henderson, Wolf.
Wow, all accelerated classes. Why does there have to be more than one accelerated class for each subject? Why couldn't he be in mine? What's your elective? His cheeks turn pink.
Creative writing.
He'd be turning bright red if he knew that I'm currently picturing him serenading me. I'll be at my window, and he'll be on the street, standing beside the monthly parking garage reading his poems. Bet he's a better rhymer than A squared. Don't be embarrassed. That sounds fun.
I guess you're right. It's far less geeky than winning a math competition.
A wide grin stretches across his face.
Kidding.
Just then, a group of seniors passes by, and Will jumps on Raph.
Are you flirting with a girl?
How cute! Brothers wrestling.
I was until you sat on me,
Raph answers from beneath his brother, sounding annoyed but pleased that his big brother is paying attention to him. Will puts him in a headlock, messes up his hair, and then faces me.
So, you're his new partner, huh?
Yep. I'm on the couch with Raph, the love of my life, and Will, the president of the student council. This must be heaven.
His new girlfriend, too?
Raph turns the color of the couch. I'm pretty sure I match. You'd think the class president could be a little more mature. Not that I mind. Say it again. Say it again.
Well, I'm going to kick your ass later,
Raph mumbles from beneath his brother. Will laughs, messes up his hair again, and takes off.
Brothers,
Raph says, shaking his head.
I have two. Mitch is in his third year at NYU. They're both pains. What about you?
One sister. Hopefully, Prissy will never make it to that level. And I don't want him to know anything about any potential wedding. No way. My schedule is wide open. Or so it will be once Miri's spell works.
What's she like?
She's magical, focused, a brown belt, full of surprises. We talk for the rest of the night. Or at least I think we're talking. It's hard to tell what's going on from Cloud 9. The conversation seems to revolve around school, friends, and television. Turns out, he hates reality TV as much as I do. See? We are so made for each other. Around midnight, Raph glances at his watch.
I've got to head out soon. I'm playing hockey at 7 a.m. How are you getting home?
He's a genius, a poet, gorgeous, a fantastic dancer, and athletic? Is it possible? I'll get a cab with Jewel. I should be going home soon, too. I have no curfew, but it's understood that I'll be home before 12:30. He fidgets with his fingers.
I was wondering, what are you doing for the rest of the weekend? Do you want to come to a concert tomorrow night? My dad got me some comp tickets, and I have an extra one. Do you like Robert Crown?
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's asking me out on a date. I seriously think my heart just exploded. Oh, wait. I just forgot to breathe. Must focus.
in, out, out, in. Oh no, I'm screwing the order up. Okay, I stammer before I pass out from lack of oxygen. He smiles that adorable smile.
Why don't I call you around 1 tomorrow, and we'll make a plan?
I nod, too happy to risk speaking. I write down my number for him while trying to catch my breath, and we go downstairs to find Jewel. I can't stop the smile from spreading across my face. Having a date feels amazing. Like my back is being tickled, I'm biting into a brownie, and I'm floating all at the same time. I bet this feels even better than having magical powers. I spot Mick picking some girl up off her feet, and it doesn't even bother me. From now on, all of my energy will be focused on Raph. Sorry, Mick. I have a date.